UK, Afghan sex offender gets short sentence for trying to cut teen's throat on public bus. By Jack Montgomery on July 16, 2022. An Afghan migrant still in Britain despite being convicted of 23 offenses including a sexual assault has received a short sentence for trying to slaughter a teen boy like an animal on the floor of a public bus in Runcorn, England. Hamida Khanzada, who arrived in Britain supposedly aged 16 claiming to be a refugee from Afghanistan's Western-backed government 10 years ago, evidently faced no significant punishments for his many crimes, given he was a free man last March when the attack took place. Chester Crown Court heard that Khanzada, who claimed he was close to God, heard voices, held his 17-year-old victim's head back and drew a bladed article described as a steak knife across the throat, as one might slaughter an animal, after sitting behind him and his girlfriend, 16, on a public bus. Despite this shocking testimony, recounted in a Liverpool Echo court report, and CCTV of the attack, prosecutors did not charge him for attempted murder. The victim's throat was not fully opened, although he required glue and stitches to stem the bleeding and his girlfriend was also injured. But accepted a guilty plea to the relatively minor crimes of Section 18 wounding with intent and having a bladed article in public. He was also convicted of assaulting an emergency worker, having beaten a prison guard so brutally that he was left unconscious for minutes sometime after being taken into custody. For this, the career violent criminal and sex offender was handed a mere 4 years plus 4 years on an extended license after his release by Judge Michael Leeming, despite a lot of tough talk about how his record for violence and sexual assault was a statutory aggravating factor. It should be noted that prisoners sentenced to non-life sentences in Britain almost never serve their full term behind bars, being entitled to automatic early release on license halfway or, more rarely, two-thirds of the way through their sentences. It is also possible that the figure of 4 years is arrived at by adding up sentences for different crimes which will be served concurrently, i.e. at the same time, so that all but the longest is effectively meaningless. Breitbart London has asked Chester Crown Court to clarify the details of Khanzada's sentences. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.